Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 131 for Thursday, November 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly lower Thursday morning in technical trading. Canola was anywhere from 20 to 30 cents below unchanged, with the January contract checking in at $515.80 a ton. That's down 20 cents, while the March contract was at $520 a ton. That's down 30 cents. Strength in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart made canola a little less attractive on the international market. The weather is starting to turn drier on the prairies, and this should allow farmers some more time to get canola off the field. However, on the other side of the coin, strength in U.S. soy and Malaysian palm oil lent some strength to canola. Weather delays in the Western Canadian harvest are still contributing to the upside, and canola appears to have found some solid chart support, and that could prompt more technical buying later today. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 cents higher. The January contract was at $9.89 a bushel. Harvest conditions in the U.S. Midwest continue to be favorable, and this undermined prices. The USDA is expected to increase its yield and production estimates in next week's supply and demand report. The early speculation is that the USDA report will feature an average yield of nearly 53 bushels an acre. Elsewhere, good U.S. export numbers continue to support canola. Pakistan bought 120,000 tons of soybeans from the U.S. Corn was 1 cent higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.47 a bushel. The market took strength from this week's export numbers out of the U.S. Bad weather continues to delay the harvest in Russia. Brazil's government says corn exports were down 80% in October compared to September, and this was positive news for U.S. corn traders. Elsewhere, investors may be unwilling to take on a lot of risky contracts ahead of the U.S. election. Wheat was a penny lower, with the most active December contract at $4.33 a bushel. This week's export numbers came in below expectations, and that was bearish for the market. Rain in Brazil is slowing down the winter wheat harvest. An official with the USDA who is based here in Canada says the Canadian wheat crop will likely be 29.17 million tons, and that is down from the earlier estimate of 31.5 million tons. That's a look at the futures prices from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago for Thursday, November 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.